Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Pat, what's God saying to you, man?
Well, I did bring my book, The Harvest.
You did.
Well, I got mine too.
Yeah, I've been reading this for the last several weeks, and it is rich. I mean, there's so much in here, and I've tried to read this, I don't know how many times
Joyner?
Over the years. Yeah, The Harvest by Rick Joyner.
Oh, you have an old copy without the updates.
I have the old, and I have the new. I have both.
Oh, okay.
But this one, the old one's marked up. Oh. I've got them both.
Was it a used copy? Is that why it's marked up?
No.
Okay.
I did it. And like I said, I've tried to read it a couple of times over the years. I just never could finish it. It's just, I don't know. It's just the Lord
wasn't
let me
time,
do it.
Was it?
Yeah, it just wasn't time, obviously. But then the Lord just led me to pick it up about a week or so ago, and I mean, oh my goodness, it's just like you're reading today what's happening, and it was written over 20 something years ago.
Wow.
And
this particular
version, yeah, but the new one that just came out.
And it's a prophecy about the end time harvest, what it's going to be like.
Exactly. And this one part.
By Rick Joyner.
Mm-hmm. And chapter 8 that I was reading just recently, The Finished Work of God. He's talking about the church, and he says, for nearly 2,000 years, the Lord has been working to prepare his church for this very hour.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, likewise, Satan has been earnestly doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. He's trying to deceive and sidetrack the purposes of God. And one of Satan's most effective strategies has been to get the church to worship the things of God in place of God.
Mm-hmm.
He has succeeded in getting the church to worship the church, the Bible, even worship, in place of God himself. One of his most effective delusions has been to get us to devote our entire attention who we are in Christ instead of who he is in us.
Mm. Look at me instead of look at him.
Exactly. Mm. We get so focused on our gifts and our talents and look at me, look what I'm doing.
You are gifted.
Well, only because of him. This leads to the worshiping of ourselves, the creature, instead of the blessed creator.
Wow.
Oh, which is Romans chapter 1.
Exactly. And of course, it is important that we know that we who are in Christ, but this must never be exalted or emphasized above who he is in us.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all distractions involve truths that are from God, but we have worshiped the gifts in place of the giver.
Oh, is that so true or what? Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, this
we copyright the gifts.
Like it's ours.
No, sorry, that was the Bible. You can't.
This is what got me. He says, the church is called to be the bride of the Lamb. She is most dear to the heart of God. But what groom would be pleased with his bride who was more consumed with her own beauty and person than she was with him?
Mm. Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Such self-centeredness would be repulsive.
Wow.
Nobody can say that word like Pat, right?
Pulsive.
Serious.
I'll never look at
the
mirror again.
Think about it. Sorry.
You're right.
Put yourself in those shoes. Think about it. Yeah. The woman that you're marrying, and all she talked about was some other dude or some other thing more than she talked about you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're going to marry this person?
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
People do it all the time. It's like, okay. Let me know how that goes in about
24 hours.
Exactly. Not.
Remember that phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
No, you're still married. No, you're still married. Hold on there. She's following me because she's married to you. It's like,
exactly.
Yeah, it's amazing those phone calls, right? Hold in there. You can last longer than this. Yeah, and so you're right. He says he's the worship of creation rather than the creator.
Mm-hmm.
And gift worship's been around since the day, you know, they were given to the church. And Corinthians talks about, you know, gift worship. And this thing about gift worship is people are convinced, so what? I'm still saved. And the thing is, no, actually, Jesus said many people are going to come thinking they are in Matthew chapter 17. And he's going to basically, if you paraphrased it, it would say, you were mesmerized by your gifts and you really thought you are what you did. That's hoodoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you're not what you do.
Yeah.
And that gift was me. Christ in me moving, it wasn't you in Christ moving, right?
Yeah, I was strong about that. And we had a chance to talk about this before, but in 1 Corinthians 12, you know, all you hear is about the spiritual gifts and how wonderful they are and the edifying of the church, and they're great. Then chapter 14, is encouraging us to prophesy and to exhort and edify and comfort the church. But in between 12 and 14 is the greatest gift, which is love. And so it's like, and all you're seeking for all the gifts of the Spirit, I mean, if we're not seeking love, which is God, because God is love, it's all for naught.
It's all for naught.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And what really made me think about was, you know, if, he talks about it in this other chapter. He says, whatever we're beholding is what we'll become. And if our eyes are constantly on ourselves and things and stuff, that's flesh. I mean, that has nothing to do with the Spirit. You know, and whatever you become, whatever you're watching, that's what you're going to become. So if our eyes are on the world, that's what we're going to look like. Mm-hmm. And that's what our fruit's going to look like. It's going to stink.
Right.
You know, but if we're beholding the Lord, we're constantly spending that time with him, abiding. And, you know, we're going to become more and more like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's got to be our focus.
And getting the word in us, because the truth is there could be a time, according to what Rick Joyner is saying, that we might not have the Bible, but since we have the word in us and we spend time with the word, think about that. There's no problem there. Mm-hmm. None at all.
Right.
And wow, that's awesome. Totally awesome. Make sure you get the book. It's The Harvest. Make sure you get the latest edition. It's the 20-year anniversary edition by Rick Joyner. It is definitely time to read it because it is happening as we speak. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.